This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no E's dot com.
Everclear Channel Communications. Listen or else.
Wipes Plus bathroom tissues have a new quad-ply quilting, putting the discomfort of bowel movements to death. Unplugged. All of your favorite death metal hits in an intimate acoustic setting.
Putrid piles of rectal sludge. Shady sheets of fecal fudge. Four ply quilts caress your hole. Wiping your eternal soul.
Try Wipes Plus today. And don't forget Corpse Grinder Death Metal Unplugged.
The UN Radio Show contains language that is deemed inappropriate for younger listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know it's hard to believe, but the dead are actually rising from their graves. Dozens, maybe hundreds of corpses are slowly coming this way. The police have cordoned off the road, and at this time they're asking everyone to...
We're going to break in here to talk a little bit about National Public Radio and what NPR means to you. As you know, it's day two of our pledge drive here, and we're halfway to our hourly goal of $5,000. So pick up that phone and support your local public radio station now.
And that should keep you alive for the time being. It's total chaos here. They've broken through the lines and they're attacking people left and right. Men, women, even children are dying right before my eyes. They seem immune to bullets or any kind of injury. The only thing that seems to affect them is...
Hi, this is Doug Edelberg from Your Morning Coffee with Doug. Did you know that public radio has been in your city for over 20 years, completely supported by the community, and every year you've answered the call? Just for a dollar a day, you can keep the station on the air, bringing you all the important news as you need it. So pick up the phone and call in your pledge now.
Are doing everything they can to slow down the ever-growing mob of shambling dead. But for every one of those, two seem to take its place. Everyone killed by these horrors rises themselves and becomes one. We've taken cover in a gas station, and I'll stay on the air as long as I can. Oh my god, they're trying to get in! Barricade the door! The police have just given us the following list of evacuation points. You must get to an evacuation point. The police simply do not have the resources to respond to any emergency calls at this time. You must get to an evacuation point. The police simply do not have the resources to respond to any emergency calls at this time. They're asking people to refrain from calling 911. Your call will not be answered. The evacuation points are as follows. For anyone west of 120th Street, your evacuation point is...
Hello. This is Steven from Mellow Jazz. NPR is completely supported by the donations of folks just like you. It's only through your donations that we can provide you with quality entertainment and up-to-minute news coverage. So please, pick up that phone now and support your local public radio station. Every cent goes to provide you with great news coverage just like this.
Radio show.
Some guys like their women tall. Some guys like no height at all. Some guys like their women fat. Some guys just ain't down. Some it's wrong, for others it's right. Some prefer timid, some prefer wild, but I prefer my woman, which I like them pregnant as can be. Yeah, knocked up is so sexy. I so love that belly. If you're expecting it right from me, you don't need a pig to talk to me online. Just send a sonogram and you'll be fine. We'll make a love. We'll take things up a notch. I'll pleasure you and it's time the baby can watch. Some guys go to malls, some to the arcade, some go to nightclubs to get laid. Well, I don't go to those to get kissed. I go to the obstetrician or gynecologist. Pregnant as can be, it could be one of twins or three. It's just a shame relationships can only last 9 months for me. You're at Lamaze Clinics. I tempt him and tease him, cause when your lady is pregnant, it's always a threesome. Do I bring water-based KY? It's never a debate, cause if things get dry, she can always lactate. Many relationships end in fights and divorces. Why never break up? I just give abortions. Pregnant as can be.
Get ready for another edition of Dumb Radio Show. We are now on the air.
Episode number 40 of The Un Radio Show. I'm Travis Goss.
And I'm Terry Strom.
Yay! Yeah, number 40. We are now over the hill.
I resemble that remark.
Well, you know what? I have the saying for older women, and I think they're just fucking hot.
Yes, we are.
It's the maturity. It's the experience. It's the holy shit, I want to date one. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, you just like the way we kiss.
Oh, you know, Terry, I swear to God, ladies and gentlemen, I've said this on the show before, and I'm going to say it again. Terry Strom is one hell of a kisser. I've only experienced it a couple times with her, because we only had that one meeting, but we kissed twice, and oh my god, man, words just can't explain how fucking great it was. I miss it.
Well, thank you very much, and any man who's out there right now, I happen to not currently have a boyfriend, so write me at podcast. And Travis, where did they write?
Oh, wait, I thought I had my chance. I was going to have a chance. Oh, well.
Well, you can sign up, too.
All right, well, I'm already number one on the list, so. But, yeah, if you guys want to get with Terry Strum or send her some interesting little poems or whatever, just send them to...
Pictures.
Or pictures, yes. Send them to theunradioshow@gmail.com or even post them in the forums at theunradioshow.myfastforum.org.
And if I do get sent pictures, I might be willing to send one back.
Oh, but you know what, ladies and gentlemen, if you ask nicely, you'll get a really nice picture, I'm sure. But
okay, I do have a top 10 for today.
Sweet. Alright. I got news stories. Woohoo!
Hi.
Yep.
And I wanted to mention, I've mentioned many times on the show already, that one of my favorite sites to go to is cbs.com/late-night/top_10. And they've started with something new. They now have a top 10 contest where they give you the topic and you put in your option, your choice for one of the top 10 signs. This week's topic, the top 10 signs that you have radiation poisoning.
We should work on that.
Sperm glow in the dark.
Well, it's late night, you know. You should go for it, see what happens. Okay.
But I have a different one.
Yeah, get a little closer to the mic. I know it's...
Alright, sorry.
No, it's okay.
You're
basically broadcasting from your... Excuse me, podcasting from your new computer, the one that got fixed.
Yes, it just got fixed this evening after a 3-week delay. Thank you very much for the delay, by the way, gateway.com.
You bastards.
And they still deny any knowledge that they sold me the mouse that is incompatible with my computer.
Well, you know why? Because they always don't want to admit their faults. They try to be number one in the business. But you know what? When you get those types of computers that they have to make, you know, custom build, you know that there's something that's going to fuck up, like, maybe almost immediately.
Well, in their defense, I do have to say that I did buy this particular computer the day it was released. So naturally, you are going to have a few bugs with it, and the result of my computer crashing was a virus, and so that's not necessarily their fault. Although I do think it's amusing that I have McAfee antivirus on my computer, and got a virus so bad that my whole computer died, my Windows went away, and the reboot and restore no longer worked.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, McAfee.
All right, and ladies and gentlemen, here's another first for the Un Radio Show. I usually drink Dr. Pepper on the show, but tonight I'm drinking alcohol. Yes. And I'm going hardcore with this one. It is Sparks. It's a 6% alcoholic volume, and it's the premium malt beverage with caffeine. Citric and blend, taurine, guarana, whatever. yellow number 5 is in it, so it's kind of like drinking...
Well, that's got to be good. I think that's actually piss.
Yes, it's Mountain Dew with a kick.
Well, I also have a first on the show tonight. I am not drinking alcohol. I am drinking cream soda.
Oh my god. She traded in her Irish cream for a cream soda, and I traded my Dr. Pepper for some Sparks. Ooh, very good.
Thank you.
Although it seemed like you know, I think that's how girls burp, you know.
I think it, well, I don't know about all girls, because I've heard some pretty raunchy girls burping before.
Oh, yes.
That's how I burp. I'm not a big burper.
Yeah, I got introduced to this product through the Nobody's podcast, which you can find at nobodies.libsyn.com. And Jason and Kelly were drinking Sparks, and I wanted to try it out. And luckily, the local grocery store had some, so I bought a can, and it's fucking good. And that Kelly on that show, man, she can rip some good ones. She can belch like a champ, and she can fart like a champ too. There we go.
Okay, I don't know about the farting bit. I'm sure she won't appreciate that, but that's okay.
No, she is open about her farts. She'll talk about it constantly.
Okay, well, not me, but if she wants to, okay.
Just go check out their podcast at nobodies.libsyn.com. Fucking cool show. Okay, well, I got... Ooh, that was kind of a soft one, but it's a belch. We'll take it.
That was a deep one, too, you know. The ones that come right out of your belly.
All right. I'll try to get another good one out before I do news. Why not? This is good shit. Oop. That
was forced. Forced.
No. It was going to be a belch, but it got sucked back in. It'll probably come out after I do some news stories. And
I have a visual on that one, though. It was not pleasant.
Well, you know, I could suck other things, Terry, and I don't mean, you know... Well, actually, I mean the women genitalia, because I can suck a clit like a champ.
We'd have to have a contest to see who makes who come first.
Hey, when it comes to oral sex, man, I'm victorious in that.
You don't think I might not distract you?
Well, you know, if you were... No, hell. No, fuck it. We'll talk about it. You know what? If you're... If you're moaning
cat
like
litter,
crazy...
Get the cat litter!
Well, I'll tell you this much. If you are thrusting your hips all about and all that good stuff and moaning like crazy, like, oh yeah, she fucking is into this, and I'll shove some fingers in the... Well, okay, well, anyways. I'm moving on. Oh, Terry. I love it when it's just you and me.
Oh, you don't like, you know, you and me and Marta?
Marta hasn't been on in almost a couple months, so I'm kind of worried. I mean, it's bad enough we lost Ken because he quit the show, but if we lost Marta, it's like, you know, that'd be.
Well, I think it's not a bad thing though, because I think it's she's so enjoying the roller derby.
That's the thing, yes, because she's
so getting into it, you know, and that's important. You find something, and sometimes you just move on.
Yeah, that's a very good point, because. I know that she's very passionate about being involved with the Rose City Rollers as being a ref. Excuse me. And I know she's very passionate about it. She loves it. And, you know, you're right. If you find something that you really enjoy, you know, you go with it. And I wish her much success if that's the path that she chooses. If she becomes something more than just a ref at something like that. If she was actually part of the game. That'd be pretty cool. But, I still have that offer out there for Marta, if she's listening, that I do have a microphone that I want to send to you. So let me know if you still want it, because like I said, it's all yours. The only catch, don't let your kids use it, okay? This is my gift to you and nobody else, just you, because that's what friends are for.
Okay, speaking of using your friends...
Oh, fuck that. What?
And I know you are not, but I'm about to.
Okay.
I want to know all you other podcasters out there listening as well. My boss, and you know that I've never been on the show and discussed what I do in real life.
Mm-hmm.
However, podcasting is, well, as people who are listening to this podcast probably don't realize, or maybe you do, there's a whole lot of people who yet do not know what podcasting is.
Okay.
Especially older people, let's say middle-aged or older, really haven't got a clue.
Okay.
My boss would like to tap that potential market, and possibly do a podcast advertisement for my company. And he's not sure he wants to do it. So I thought I would ask out there, anybody who does a podcast, including you, Travis, if anybody would like to do a gratis, like 10-second spot or 15-second spot for my company.
I'll do it.
I haven't even finished yet.
I don't care. I'll do it.
Well, I knew you would, Charles. Thank you. But I'm asking everybody because I want to get it out as much as possible.
Okay.
If anybody would like to, I could pre-record one. I don't know if I would actually do it or if I'd have somebody else do it. And if the broadcast is successful, as in people write us and say or call us or whatever and said, I heard it on blah, 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 podcast, whatever, we would be willing to do additional spots and actually pay for your time.
Hmm. Well, you know, I don't know if this will be the same thing, but the Un Radio Show is looking for sponsorship.
We're not in position right now. My boss, who is the president of the company, does report to higher powers that be, mostly the chairman of the board and the owner of a group that owns us. And they want to know because they are all older men.
Oh, I got an idea.
They are not aware of podcasting yet.
Okay.
And so they would like to see some sort of proof that it's worth putting their time into before they're willing to do anything as far as a monetary. That's why I need to do sample ones first to prove that it could bring in any business at all.
Okay. I just thought of something here. Okay, now first of all, you have heard of Podshow, right?
Yes, and actually, I found out I know the company that owns the Porsche.
Yeah?
Yeah, I know. Actually, I found out that I've actually gotten in on it.
Oh, there you go. Okay, well, here's the thing. This is what I just thought of. Okay, now with Podshow, they have these different companies that sponsor them. Like, they've had Shell. And right now, they got the same with Splenda and stuff like that. So what I'm thinking, go to blueberry.com because they're a big podcasting company too. And we here at the Un Radio Show, we are happily, we're happy that we're affiliated with them. But get in contact with Tom Cochran at blueberry.com. That's blueberry without the E's.com, and talk to him about it. See what he thinks.
Well, actually, my boss and I both went to speak with the largest podcasting corporation in the actually in the world right now, because they actually have an office here in Vegas.
That is Podshow, right?
Actually, no. This is a different show because we're not looking at just doing podcasts. We're actually looking at video podcasting in another website, which is separately Googleable.
Googleable, okay.
Being able to Google a video podcast.
Oh, okay.
By being able to put in content, let's say, and I'm not going to use any example because I really don't want to talk about my business right now at this point, but let's say you owned a car dealership, which is not my business, so I feel safe doing it this way.
Okay.
And you want to do a video of what cars you have for sale, and then you want to put these on your website.
Mm-hmm.
You want people to be able to Google and say, Chevy truck, and it will bring up not just the site, it will bring up the video all by itself.
Hey, that's a good idea.
We want to be able to do that. We have 5,000 hours of video and nowhere to put it.
Wow. That's incredible. Wow. I mean, okay, if you had like 5,000, you said 5,000 hours of footage?
Yes. Of individual clips. So we're talking about maybe 200,000 different clips.
Okay. Well, with whatever company that you're with, because I'm sure you want to keep this anonymous for right now, I think you probably could launch a video podcast and that all by itself. I think that's a good idea.
Well, we want the video podcast to be within our website.
Okay.
And we have our website has about 42 pages.
42 pages, holy shit.
Yeah, so, well, there's reasons for that. But
no,
anyway,
it's fine.
And we want to be able to link a particular video to a particular page. And then the pages themselves are already Googleable. you know, I'm making up words here. Do you like that? Googleable.
Go for it.
And so now we won't actually make the videos that we link within the page is also Googleable. And we've only talked to one company so far that has been able to do that. What we're concerned about is not our download speed. Mm-hmm. Or what we're worried about is the client's upload speed. We don't want to lose frames while Google or whatever pod thing we do tries to catch up. You see what I'm saying? There's a time lag issue.
Yeah. And of course, you know, if you were to have just like a regular video podcast, you can probably put that on like on iTunes and all these other places that do with podcasts. That's an idea there too. But to the president of the company, you know, if he has any questions about podcasting, you know, come to me because I'll answer any questions.
Well, I'm sorry, but we actually have somebody who's been in the business a bit longer.
Fuck. Okay.
Have you ever heard of the Podman?
No, I haven't. I've heard of the Podfather, but not the Podman. Right.
Have you ever heard of a company called Hello World?
Actually, yeah, I think I have.
Okay, well, they are part of the company that I was referring to as being the largest pod video company in the world.
That's cool.
And they're here in Las Vegas, and their computer tech has been in their company for 17 years now, or something like that, some ungodly long number. And
okay.
And we're talking to him about, you know, how to do it also.
Okay.
He's working on the time lag issue with us. He says no one's addressed that before.
Okay. Well, tell your president I wish him good luck, and good luck with
you
too.
Well, our issue is it's going to cost a lot of money.
Oh, that's an error drawback too.
It's just like $2,000 to set it up and $200 a month just to host it.
Okay.
Which actually is, I think, a reasonable amount.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, hope that really works out for you. So, I don't know about you, Terry, but you ready for some news?
Yes, but tell me how I find what you just sent me.
Okay. Okay. For that fella I just told you about, I just gave you his name. I'll give it to you again.
No, I already got the name. Just how do I deal with it?
You just okay. Oh shoot! You're on your piece. Actually, okay. At the top of the our chat box, ladies and gentlemen, we're adding a new person to the show. By the way.
Yeah. How do you do this?
Okay. Have you gone up to the top of the screen where it says "Add people"?
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here
okay.
It
is. She's got it. Okay.
Going off of who's in my list, and he's not in my list.
That's why you have to add him. Okay. We can do that. When I get to Vegas, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get the Irish pussy. Maybe not. I don't know. While she goes ahead and does up, try to get this fella on here, I will go ahead and mention that this week I have done an interview with a fellow over at the Big Berry Podcast, and it's a podcast where they interview people from different podcasts on the Blueberry Network, and I'm going to be one of them. So I think it's going to be a show dedicated to me, to the Unradio show, and I think it's going to be pretty cool. So go check it out, and I'll let you know when it comes up. But go to blueberry.com. Again, that's blueberry without the E's, .com. And do a search for Big Berry Podcast, and you'll find it. It's going to be pretty cool shit. Just like that burp. That's one thing.
Look,
I'm not going to...
I did it. I'm so proud of myself.
Okay, the one thing I haven't done... Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Good.
I have no idea who you are.
Well, this... I've heard you enough. I think I should probably know you. So,
this is a person I know from the Rumor Girl forums, and he's a really nice fellow. What's your name?
Tim.
How's it going, Tim?
All right. How you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Tim, where are you from?
I'm in Oklahoma.
I thought I detected a bit of an accent, but then everybody here talks funny.
Yep, I'm an Okie.
Well,
all right. Okay. Huh? Yeah, we're just conversing about something here, so please stand by.
Alrighty.
Yeah, we can hear you typing. Well, you know, I thought that might have been it. Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
When Marita was on the show with us, she had a question that she liked to ask everybody. And in Marita's memory, not that she's, you know, gone or anything, I'm going to ask you, Tim.
A shirt and boxers.
There you go. He knew it.
All right. Travis.
White button-down shirt, black jeans, and a goth, some sort of a gothic long sleeve shirt underneath the white shirt.
Some sort of one, you don't know.
Well, it is.
Did your mom dress you?
Shh, don't say it too fucking loud, Christ. And of course, my trademark long black hair.
Yeah, okay, it's brown.
It's, yeah, well, I'm originally a brunette, but I do dye it black because, well, I'm sorry, brown hair is just boring as hell. So I prefer black.
My hair is brown.
Yeah, but some people wear it well, and you totally do. Me?
Yeah, well, you backpaddled pretty fast, Sarah, but I'm going to let it slide.
I'm the king of backpaddle baby bitches. Okay. Okay. And, Terry? Terry?
Yes?
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a nurse's shirt.
Uh-huh.
And a pair of gray sweatpants. And, wait, I got to look. White cotton panties. And that's all.
Interesting.
Excuse me while I wipe the saliva from my mouth.
Kitty litter! Kitty litter!
Oh, shit. Alright, well, Tim, you caught us. We're about ready to do some news, and I got some good ones this time. As I always do. Okay. Manager...
That's a matter of opinion.
Well, you'll see soon enough. Or in this case, you'll hear soon enough. So anyway, manager arrested for garbage and lard in Beijing. Go figure. A factory manager in East China has been arrested for using grease from swell, sewage, pesticides, and recycled industrial oil to make lard for human consumption, state media said Monday in the country's latest food scare. Ying Fuming, a manager at the Fanchang Grease Factory in Dazhou, a city in Zhejiang, whatever. God damn it, I hate saying these weird names.
Spell it.
Okay, Z-H-E J-I-A-N-G.
Go. J-I-A-N-G?
Yeah. Z-H-E-J-I-A-N-G.
Zhejiang.
Okay. And this Zhejiang province, whatever. Sold the lard at half the price of other wholesalers while promising that his product met safety standards. The Shanghai Daily reported the factory was shut down and local health and food authorities began an investigation this year after an anonymous tip indicated that the plant recycled large amounts of used grease to process substandard lard. It is the latest incident involving substandard or fake food products in China, where there is rampant counterfeiting of food and medicines. China's food safety watchdog announced last month that seven companies that produced salted red yolked duck eggs used potentially cancer-causing red dyes. In 2004, at least 10 infants died from malnutrition after drinking phony formula in a city in the eastern province of Anhui, whatever. Damn, those Chinese and their weird names. More than 200 babies suffered wasted limbs and swollen heads, common symptoms of malnutrition.
My baby's lost 30 pounds and now they're 6 ounces, but I can't figure out I'm feeding them the wrong crap.
The factory, which opened in September 2005, was ordered shut down but continued operating at night, the Shanghai Daily said. It sold its product to retailers across the country who sold it to clients, including hotels and restaurants. In a recent night raid, officers found 83,000 pounds of raw materials and 11,600 pounds of lard, the newspaper said, without providing any more details. Some was recycled edible grease, such as oil refined from swill and cooked oil. Some was grease rendered from sewage, and some was recycled industrial grease. By law, only pure fat from hogs can be used to produce edible lard. Samples from the Fanchang factory showed an acid value more than 11 times higher than the national limit. So basically, with this lard, if it's got sewage, they're more or less eating shit. Which, you know, and that's kind of bad, because I like Chinese food.
That must be why they don't grow.
No, no kidding. Ooh, yuck.
It's what makes the eyes go up at the corner.
And that probably explains why their teeth are so big. Oh, this lard is very, very yucky.
And for those who are wondering, we do realize we are being politically incorrect.
No shit. We call things as we see it, so if you don't like it, tough shit.
I have to be PC all day long. I don't have to be at home.
Oh, that's a pity.
Oh. Although I must say that the man who fixed my computer tonight was Chinese.
They are smart. Maybe that lard makes them smart.
Hey, that's an idea. So eating shitty lard makes you smart.
There you go.
Hey, Brent.
Right. I say that that would explain why I know so many dumb Americans.
Okay, next time I drop a deuce, I'm going to reach into it and take a big bite of it and see what happens.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Taking a shit. That's I also call it dropping a deuce.
You gotta try it.
Yep.
I'm gonna pass on that.
Okay.
It's all natural.
That's true.
Well, I know mine's not man-made.
Dun, 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 dun.
Get it rim shot.
There you go.
Okay. Next story. Kids need more than a Kids need more wine than a wine with dinner? In Paris, French schools should teach young people how to appreciate wine, a group of parliamentarians said in a report Thursday, calling for an education campaign to help the ailing sector. French winemakers have suffered from a decline in exports and a fall in consumption at home, where 92% of under-25s say they prefer other drinks, the report said. To hold a forceful position in the world, French wine must first assume a strong position at home, the report said, calling for education programs to inform young people about the origins, history, and characteristics of French wines. Learning about healthy living starts from childhood and primary school, said the report, compiled by Philippe Armand Martin and Gerard Voisin, who are deputies from
Zoom tight.
Thank you very much. At two, who are deputies from the ruling UMP party. Teaching our children about regional products, about how they are cultivated and transformed to acquire their taste, can only help them keep their health and promote demands for quality and respect for nature. The wine industry, a cornerstone of French life that employs about 75,000 people, has suffered as the country has become more health conscious. Consumption per head has dropped about 55 liters per year from 100 liters in 1970, the report says. Adding to the pressure, New World countries have been increasing their global market share, although France and Italy remain the world's top producers. The authors said drinking wine in moderation could have health benefits, citing a study saying that 2 to 4 glasses a day reduced a man's risk of cancer by 20%. Consequently, it would be useful to inform young adults of the beneficial effects of wine and the framework of education and information programs on health. Such programs should also focus on the dangers associated with excessive alcohol consumption and explain that wine should be consumed moderately with a balanced diet, About 45,000 people die from alcohol-related causes in France per year. The report also called for better training for winemakers, the simplification of wine, of French wine categorization, and an international advertising campaign for French wines.
All right. You know what this whole article is telling me?
What's that?
France is pissed off because California makes good wine. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If America, like, okay, right there, you just said California makes better wine than France.
I didn't say better, but California makes good wine.
Okay.
So fewer Americans are drinking French wine when they can have very good Californian wine and not pay the import tax.
Which got me thinking, how come it's almost kind of the other way around? These other companies, they can make a lot better beer, and here in America, we make some really shitty microbrews. Answer me that one.
Because the alcohol content is better overseas.
Exactly. Like the Sparks here, this is like 6%, but, you know, I'm buzzing. This is pretty good stuff, and it's pretty strong, too.
All we can get in Oklahoma in a is 3.2, so.
Yeah, so this 6%
stuff. I'm sorry.
Oh, man, it's like drinking piss. I'm just kidding. But
yep.
Yeah, but this 6% stuff, that's got a kick to it. I'm going to buy that more often. Okay, next story.
Well, I just don't drink beer in the U.S. I'll stick with my whiskey, thank you.
If I ever go to Ireland, I'm going to get some authentic Guinness. Because here in America...
Well, Guinness at home is wonderful, but here it really sucks ass.
It does. It really does.
But you know, it really, it's awful.
It is.
It loses its flavor on the way over.
No shit.
It sees where it's going and it all screams and runs away.
There you go.
No! Okay, since you can do the accent, well, fuck, you are Irish, for Christ's sakes. Okay, I fucked that one up. Yes, you have the accent, because that's where you're from.
Accent, what?
Why don't you just go ahead and just say what the ingredients in Guinness would say as it's being imported to America. What would they say?
I don't know.
Like, oh my God, we're going to America! Oh, shit! No.
No, they probably say something more like, if you think I'm fucking going over there, you're at your fucking bleeding mind.
I'm staying right here and being enjoyed in this country.
Quick, someone drink me. No!
Now, I don't think in this country we're ever going to get beer, you know, the way it's supposed to be in these other countries. Like, if I could, I'll go to Canada and have their beer, because I hear that's some pretty good stuff. I hear they do beer.
Mexican beer.
Mexican beer does better?
They got some good Mexican beer.
Okay, then I'll go to Mexico, have their beer, and toke up. Since you can go ahead and smoke marijuana down there, I'm going to fucking have some joints down there.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, ma'am.
You're not gay, are you?
Oh, no.
Okay, I just want to check.
No.
Okay, yes, let's do a little gay check before we actually continue.
It's just that my top 10 list tonight is the top 10 shows on the new gay TV channel.
I'm loving it already.
No kidding.
Hey, I hope DJ G is listening. He's going to love that list.
Oh, yes, he would. Hello, G!
G, come back, man. Hey, I heard you were on episode 53 of the G-Spot.
I was on the G-Spot.
Yeah, you're getting around, huh?
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
I can't believe what he called you, though. He called you a podcast groupie whore.
Yes, thank you very much.
I couldn't believe he said that. I was like, holy shit. Oh, my God.
Well, he's a cock-sucking footpacker, but, you know, that's true. So.
Oh, God. La, 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 la. I'm not listening.
Hi, G. I love you.
He's
a flaming gay.
He's a flaming fairy, but we love him. He's cool. He's good people. Okay, next story. This is from Portland, Maine, so hope the rumor girls are listening. Ho, ho, ho. Maine says no.
Not the rumor girls?
Yeah, well, yeah, they're from Portland, Maine, so this is for them.
I mean, ho, ho. Anyway.
Oh! Oh, jeez.
We just lost some listeners.
We just lost some listeners. Oh, fuck. Okay.
Hey, this is we can say whatever we want here.
I know. Okay. Anyways, ho, ho, ho. Maine says no to Santa label. Once again, from Portland, Maine. A beer distributor says Maine is being a Scrooge by barring it from selling a beer with a label depicting Santa Claus enjoying a pint of brew. In a complaint filed in federal court, Shelton Brothers accuses the Maine Bureau of Liquor Enforcement of censorship by denying applications for labels for Santa's Butt Winter Porter and two other beers it wants to sell in Maine. That's right, Santa's Butt Winter Porter.
I saw that on the Rumor Girls forum.
It probably is.
Santa's Butt... What?
Santa's Butt Winter Porter.
Santa's Butt Winter Porter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that makes me want to drink it.
Yeah. There's actually... Actually, I think I'm going to use this for the album artwork, so we're just going to do a little drag and drop. There we go. Okay.
Santa's Butt. Drink me. Yeah, okay.
There you go. The dispute recalls a similar squabble last year when Connecticut told Shelton Brothers it had problems with its Seriously Bad Elf Ale. Last year it was elves. This year it's Santa. Maybe next year it'll be reindeer.
Seriously Bad Elf.
Spanky, spanky. Okay.
Maybe it's Santa's piss, huh?
Oh, jeez. Those elves have been seriously bad this year. Bend over and take it like a man, you little bitch. Anyways. Last year, it was... Okay, read the part. And it was quoted by Daniel Shelton, owner of the company in Belchertown, Massachusetts. That's right, Belchertown, Massachusetts.
Okay, then.
The lawsuit filed Thursday contends the state's action violates the First Amendment by censoring artistic expression. But the state said it's within its rights. The label with Santa might appeal to children, said Maine State Police Lieutenant Patrick Fleming. The other two labels are considered inappropriate because they show bare-breasted women. Yes! We stand by our decision, and at some point, it'll go through the court system, and somebody will make the decision on whether we are right or wrong. The lawsuit was brought by the Maine Civil Liberties Union, which says the beer labels are entitled to First Amendment protection. There is no good reason for the state to censor art, even art found on a beer label, said Zachary Hayden, staff attorney for the MCLU. The label for the English-made Santa's Butt Winter Porter features a rear view of a beer-drinking Santa Claus sitting atop a barrel. The beer's name refers not only to Santa's ample backside, but also to the barrel. In England, brewers once used a large barrel called a butt to store beer. Maine also denied label applications for Lassons Culottes, a French ale, and Rose de Gambrinos. Gambrinus, a Belgian fruit beer. Okay. Lassons Culottes. Culottes. Whatever. French. I hate French. The label is illustrated with detail from Eugene God damn it, I hate these fucking names. It's French, so I'm going to try it. Delacroix, 1830 painting, Liberty Leading the People, which hangs in the... Okay, fuck it.
Delacroix?
D-E-L-A-C-R-O-I-X.
Delacroix.
Okay.
Cry.
It's
close enough. Keep going.
Yeah, no. It's the 1830 painting, Liberty Leading the People, which hangs in the Louvre, I think. The Louvre? L-O-U-V-R-E?
That's the Louvre.
Louvre, I was right. Okay. Woohoo! And once appeared on a 100 franc bill, Rose de Gambrinos shows a bare-breasted woman in a water cooler painting commissioned by the brewery. Actually, watercolor, not water cooler. It's watercolor. Anyways. Well, we got the album artwork, so you be the judge. Would you allow this, if you listen to us on iTunes, and then this is at the bottom of the screen while you're listening to us on iTunes, you be the judge. Is this offensive? I don't think it is. I think it's just, you know, it's a simple,
you know,
it's just holiday fun.
Do you know why Santa's so jolly?
Why is that?
He knows where all the bad girls live.
Giggity. Oh, jeez. Oh, Terry, have you been a bad girl this year?
Does know where you live?
Hell, I hope so.
Because I'm checking my list, checking it twice. Gonna find if you're naughty or nice.
I'm checking my list and looking it twice.
Oh, jeez. I need to check my underwear, excuse me. Well, no, I'm kidding.
It's part of the cat lizard inside.
Yes.
Just do it that way.
Okay. And when you ever run out of cat litter, sawdust makes an excellent substitution. Okay. Any thoughts about that whole thing with the beer bottle?
I saw the picture. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
I don't think it's that offensive. I think you're just taking it way too far. Because, okay, first of all, here's my thing. If they're so worried about kids looking at these beer bottles, what the fuck are they doing in the liquor stores? What are they doing in some of these grocery stores that sell liquor?
I've seen cartoons of Santa Claus doing a lot worse than that in Playboy.
Yeah, and I've seen worse in Penthouse. Although they probably had some. But in Hustler. I've seen worse in Hustler.
I've even seen a Santa Claus naughty calendar.
I don't want to see.
Oh, Santa.
Oh, speaking of Santa Claus, I got a funny story to share with you. Okay, this past Saturday, I volunteered my time for the Salvation Army, and I stood outside the...
ring my bell.
Yeah. Well, anyways, I stood outside the supermarket there, and I was ringing the bell for a couple hours. And towards the end of my time, I saw this guy dressed up as Santa Claus going into the store. I thought, oh, that's kind of cool. He's going in there. He's going to spread some holiday cheer and all that stuff. 20 minutes later, he comes out, and he's got a cart with him. He had a case of Milwaukee's Best in there. He was walking out with it.
He's buying it for the elves so they can celebrate after they're done making all them toys.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they gotta have some downtime every now and then.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, you know. But I always thought Santa Claus would like to sit back and when he's done with all of his spraying presents all over the world for the good boys and girls, I always envisioned him just sitting back in a nice lazy boy, watching TV, eating milk and cookies, and drinking, like, several barrels of hot chocolate. And never thought he'd drink beer, you know.
Well, that happens, I guess.
Yeah.
Hot toddies.
He's got to do something to loosen up for Mrs. Claus.
Ugh. I wonder how old Santa Claus is, and if Viagra would help him. I don't want to imagine. But anyways, one more story here.
Keeps Rudolph's red nose.
Oh, jeez. Sing Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer. Came to one part of the song where it says, "And one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, in his underwear." And every time that song plays on the radio, I just shout it. It's just a joke I heard when I was in high school, so. It's okay. A nice little memory.
Have you ever heard Randolph the Red-Gunned Cowboy?
No, I haven't.
Oh.
If it was
Randolph the Red-Gunned Cowboy had a very shiny gun. And if you ever saw it, you very surely better run. All of the other cowboys used to laugh and call him names. They wouldn't let Potter Randolph play the other cowboy games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, the sheriff came to say, Randolph, with your gun so bright, won't you shoot my wife tonight? Then all the cowboys loved him. As they shouted out with glee, Randolph, the red gun cowboy, you'll go down in history.
And the gas chamber. Okay.
And, you know, down the hole with a noose around your neck.
Okay, ouch. One more story here. Court to the side. Bong hits for Jesus banner case. In Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court said on Friday it would decide whether a high school principal violated the student's free speech rights by suspending him for unfurling a banner that read, "Bong hits for Jesus." Student Joseph Frederick says the banner's language was designed to be meaningless and funny in an effort to get on television as a Winter Olympic torch relay passed by the state in Juneau, Alaska in January 2002. But school officials say the phrase, "bong hits," refers to smoking marijuana. Principal Deborah Moore... Principal Deborah Moore suspended Frederick for 10 days because she said the banner advocates or promotes illegal drug use in violation of school policy. Frederick, 18, had been standing on public sidewalks across the street from the school when Morris grabbed his banner and crumpled it. Students had been allowed to skip class to watch the relay. Frederick sued and sought the removal of the suspension from his records, a declaration that his rights had been violated and monetary damages. A federal judge dismissed the lawsuit, but a U.S. appeals court ruled for Frederick and said the principal can be held liable for damages. A school cannot censor or punish students' speech merely because the students advocate a position contrary to government policy, the appeals court said. The principal and the Juneau school board appealed to the Supreme Court, arguing that the U.S. Constitution's free speech guarantee still allows public schools to bar students from displaying messages promoting use of illegal substances. Kenneth Starr, the former special prosecutor who investigated ex-president Bill Clinton over the Whitewater land deal and the Monica Lewinsky sex scandal, brought the appeal to the high court. This case raises an issue of vital importance to every school principal and administrator to the country, said Starr, now dean at the Pepperdine Law School in California. Frederick's lawyer, Douglas Mertz, said schools cannot punish students for displaying messages off school property at events that are not sponsored or supervised by the school. He said the school admitted that Frederick did not disrupt or interfere with any school activities. The Supreme Court is expected to hear arguments in the case at the end of February, with a decision due by June.
All right, so what do you think?
I think that since he basically displayed this banner off of school property, you know, he can't be forced to be suspended. Because like it was mentioned in the article, he didn't disrupt any school activities, and especially since it wasn't anything pertaining to anything that was like extracurricular and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So
yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with him. I mean, what you do off of school property is your business as far as I'm concerned.
Exactly.
Well, I do agree with that, but I have one point I would side with the school. I'm not saying the school's right, but I would say that it was during school hours, off school property with the school's permission, other students. So it's like a field trip. And in that regard, they're still under school's control.
That's true.
That's a good point. The only thing I'm thinking about, if he was holding that sign, I wonder if he was holding it towards the school. You know, like the words were being
shown.
Well,
I think that's irrelevant because you could do that. But I think the fact that he was off school property with other school students with the school's permission during school's hours. I think that's the only leg they have to stand on about that. So I don't know which way it will go.
But anyways, good luck to the kid. And you know what? Bong hits for Jesus, bitches.
Yeah. Like, when we were young, it was sit down and shut up. Now it's do anything you want. So, you know, who knows?
Yeah. But, I don't know. It's a crazy, crazy case, that's for sure. So whatever happens, you know.
I'm still waiting to do my top 10 list.
Oh, well, if you got your top 10 list, okay, let's get it over with.
Woohoo! Now for something completely different.
The Un Radio Show presents...
Sherlock!
Un Radio's Fantabulous 5.
Excellent! Okay, it was going to be Fantabulous 5. Once again, it's going to be Fantabulous 10. So, Terry, what have you got for us, Terry?
Home office in Wahoo, Nebraska. From the Dave Letterman Show, the top 10 shows on the new gay television channel. Number 10, How I Met Your Brother. 9, Harry's Anatomy. Number 8, Desperate Pool Boys. Number 7, Everybody Loves Raymond, Especially Steve. Number 6, The King of Queens.
Okay, I get it.
Enough said.
Yeah, number 5, Not So Smallville.
Whoa.
Number 4, I Dream of Jean. 3, Days of Our Lives.
What?
Days of Our Lives.
Oh, okay.
Barbara. Days of Our Lives. Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go. Okay. Penny drops. Okay. Number 2. My name is Earl, and I like construction workers. Number 1. His Deal or No Deal?
Okay.
Right, and I just want to mention.
Yes.
They have a whole series of top 10 lists, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them, starting from May 24th, 1999, going back to January 31st of 1997. Top 10 lists that are all about Star Wars. From the top 10 thoughts on the minds of people in line for Star Wars, to the top 10 signs you've seen the Star Wars movies too many times. Or how about the top 10 Star Wars fan euphemisms for why they do not have a girlfriend?
Oh, jeez.
So go check it out, www.cbs.com/late-night/late-show/top_10. Okay, I'm done with my plug.
There you go.
You would think they sponsor me or something, but they don't. I just like the site.
Well, I'll tell you this much. How about if I forward this show to the people at Worldwide Pants? Maybe they'll do something for us.
Well, that'd be good. Or, you know, whoever's at the home office in Wahoo, Nebraska.
Wahoo, Nebraska.
Wahoo! Oh, I'm sorry, that's taken.
Oh, well. I was going to mention the thing about the Star Wars. You know, I have also... Whoop, hang on a minute. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Wahoo, Nebraska is about as bad as Toad Suck, Arkansas.
Oh, guess what? I'm sorry. I just found another part of the site. These are the top 10 extras. These were the ones too funny to be played on television. So they got a few more that they were not allowed to put on there.
A little racy, huh?
Well, these are some additional top 10 shows on the new gay television channel, like Hardball. They have a Law and Order, Fabulous Victims Unit. Mork and Murray. According to Jim, I've got one dynamite ass.
Oh, Jesus.
30 Rock Hudsons.
Oh, boy.
CSI, Fire Island.
This isn't our top 10 list.
Well, I found out the top 10 site has the top 10 too racy for television site.
Oh, God.
These are those suggestions they had that they decided could not go on telly.
Oh, fuck. Pussies.
Hey, they're good. I like a Mork and Murray.
Mork and Murray, there you go.
Okay.
Or
and Law and Order, Fabulous Victims Unit.
Fabulous.
Fabulous. Anyway.
Yeah. I was just going to say, first of all, that was my dad. As I mentioned, I can park my truck back in the parking spot because some dipshit decided to park there while I was gone. But you know what? They're gone. So that's okay.
And who's dipshit?
Whoever was in my spot. Man, I know. There's no name in my spot, so it's free reign and all that stuff. But goddamn it, that's my fucking parking spot. But anyways.
Get over yourself, Travis.
Yes, I should. Excuse me. That was good sparks. Okay, but I was going to mention about the Star Wars movies. I got all 6 of them. Here's the thing. I'm not obsessed about them. You know, I'm not one of those guys that must watch it every day. Stuff like
just,
that.
Just, you know, twice a week.
Or whatever. But the fact of the matter is yeah, they're sitting in my DVD collection. I'm like, hey, Star Wars. Okay, I'm going to watch Shaun of the Dead instead. So.
Bought it for prosperity, huh?
Yeah. I would like to actually get those original Star Wars movies, where they recently re-released them as 2-disc sets, and they got the original theatrical version on them. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'm not too high strung about it. I actually kind of like the remakes a lot better.
Settle down, Terry.
I'm reading this list. I can't
help.
Oh, geez. So we have to queue up the music again and have another list.
It's the top 10 Star Wars fan euphemisms for not having a girlfriend. I'm sorry. It's just funny.
All right. Let me rewind the music. Okay. Have at it.
Okay. Number 10. Camping alone outside the theater. Number 9. My force is no longer with me.
Oh, God.
Number 8, the Death Star is not yet operational.
Jesus Christ.
Number 7, the Empire's striking out. I think that was the one I love. Number 6, shaking hands with the Wookiee. And I read this one. Number 5, Darth Vader has no place to put his helmet.
Oh my.
Oh jeez.
Number 4. Droid.
What?
Oiling the droid.
Oh.
Number 3. Unable to set coordinates for the planet Babe.
Oh, that's lame. But funny.
Number 2. Oh my god, I just got this one. Oh my god. Number 2. Travis, you like this one.
Okay.
Spending the night with Han Solo.
Oh, nothing like a good masturbation joke.
Polishing the Oscar.
Number 1. Tractor beam is not powerful enough.
Oh god. Oh.
Okay, but I really like spending the night with Han Solo.
Yep.
Okay, I'm done, I promise.
Okay. Thank God that song was pod safe, because I'd have to pay double if I had to play it again. A little song I play there in the background when we do these lists. There's so much fun. Anyways. Jeez. Yeah, let me see here. We've got, 3 weeks until Christmas? And I finally...
But I haven't even started with my shopping.
I was going to say that I actually, or rather my folks, have finished up the decorations. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have pictures. Actually, a picture that I'll display for the album artwork in next week's show. And it should give you a pretty good idea as to how much we celebrate Christmas around here, like how a lot we go around here.
Are you the Griswold family?
Pretty close. Pretty damn close. Because last episode I said that we have lights on lights, which is kind of true. But yeah, we do go all out. We got like several of those inflatables out in the front yard. We have the icicle lights. We have, and I kid you not, a little ski lift. With Santa, the snowman, and Rudolph. on this little ski lift. So yeah, we decorate the fuck out of our house when it comes to Christmas.
Well, our neighbors here, my neighbors here, are the fucking North Pole. And they have three blow-up things out there, which are all draped in lights as well. And they have put about 8 little tiny baby trees in the yard. And they have all the little light-up candy canes stuck everywhere. And they have the icicles, and behind the icicles they have the old-fashioned-looking big light bulbs. And then behind those they have the chasing lights. And good. Out in the front yard plays little Christmas music non-stop all fucking...
Oh, God. That fucking blows. I hate Christmas music so much.
It's not even the good stuff. It's the little... You know, it sounds like the ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like a wave, huh?
It sounds like...
I hate waves.
Yeah, MIDI...
MIDI. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
MIDI.
Oh boy. Yeah, but I shouldn't say that I hate Christmas music, because I gotta be honest. I do have a Christmas music on my computer here, my eMac, and it's just stuff that I bought from iTunes. I don't go for the traditional Christmas songs. I go for I go for the comedy ones, and I also have ones by Ringo Starr. The one by the Waitresses, Christmas Wrapping, that's the name of it. You know, like the non-traditional Christmas songs, stuff like that.
The 12 Days After Christmas?
Or the 12 Pains of Christmas, that's my favorite.
My favorite is always going to be the 12 Days After Christmas, because it's a four-part harmony full choir song.
Yeah.
And it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Never heard it.
I'll have to do it for you sometime. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah, we want you to do it, Terry.
It's not that long either. Yeah, I know you want me to do
it. Yeah, I wish I could have you unwrapped underneath my Christmas tree this year, Terry.
Wear nothing but a bow, darling.
Oh, yeah. And you can put that bow anywhere. Rawr.
Maybe I'll have 3 bows.
And I'll pull.
Or maybe I'll have 2 tassels and a bow.
I can pull the bows off with my teeth very slowly.
And that'll just be, you know, licorice whips.
Get a sugar rush before, huh?
That does it. Next summer, I'm moving to Vegas. That does it. That's the end all of everything. I'm moving to Vegas. That does it. The Owned Radio Show moves to Vegas in the summer. Watch out for us.
Well, we'll just see how that goes.
Yeah.
It'll be, you know, Travis, this is how it'll be. You'll be here and we'll be like, this is Travis and Terry. Here at the recording, yeah, right there. Recording the show and a little bit left.
Oh, he's like, hello, welcome to episode number, let me see, 72 of the On Radio Show. I'm Travis. Oh, geez, Terry, careful. Yeah, that's Terry Strom, and she's, well, I don't have to explain.
Going, no teeth, no teeth!
Not so hard.
Oh, geez. And then you come and like, I'm Terry Strom. As she swallows. It's going to be exciting.
And then I can say, I had a little sugar today, Travis. That was a bit sweet.
Just for you. Now, you said in episode, I forgot where you said this, but somebody said, I think it was you, mentioned if you drink or eat a certain thing, it makes your cum sweeter.
True, very true.
And what was that?
Pineapple,
that's right. You did mention it on the show. That's right.
Yeah. I heard some more the other day where they make special drinks that'll do that too.
Well, I only know the ones that don't work. Beer? No, bad idea. Whiskey? Worse idea. Very, very sour. Very sour.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've had nothing but compliments about my jizz from several ex-girlfriends who like to give head, so... But I'm not going to really divulge that information too much. I'll just let you go ahead and try to figure that one out. But I will say I'm very good at oral. Very, very good at it. Made a woman shoot right up and hug me tight as she came.
I made a woman buck me off once.
You mentioned that on DJ Juice show, the G Spot.
It's true.
Oh, Terry, you and I are going to have so much fun, I can tell you right now.
And I'd like to just go on record to say I am straight.
I know.
But, you know, threesomes are fun, and I don't care if it's two men or me, a woman, another man. They're fun.
There you go.
Life's too short not to enjoy it.
A little spice in life.
Life's too short.
Try everything once and do the stuff you like again.
Yeah. Because I'm basically thinking, I thought about this a few days ago. Even though I'm 27, I still want to explore all the options possible in my life before I get too old. So I want to really go for, like, things when it comes like sexual, you know, stuff. I would do a threesome, but I'm not very open to the thought of having another dude with me, you know, with me and my woman.
Wait.
I'm not very
open. Let me see if I got this straight, Travis. You would just, you know, you would force yourself to do two women at once. That's very big of you, by the way.
It'd be tough.
Two women, easy. I can do that. But if there's another dude in a situation, maybe if I'm really drunk,
man.
Maybe, but I don't know.
It does not mean you have to touch the man.
True.
Yeah, but just the thought of it is just, ugh.
I know. See,
well, I don't know because I've done that, you know.
Oh, it's like
me and two men before.
I was like, okay, guy. Get your tadger away from me. I don't want to see it. Okay?
No, it wasn't. I mean, you know, it was the guy. One guy lays down and I get on top, and then the other comes from behind and takes care of the other side. And quite awesome.
Well, let's just
and
hope I'm
really
the guy
cool
that's laying
is the
down.
The two guys could feel each other inside out. You know, there's only so much room in there.
Yeah. So I'll tell
you
what.
Makes everything very, very.
Okay.
Tight.
I'll tell you what. I'll just have you ride me, and the other guy will take you from behind. How about that? That way, I can only focus on you. And feel comfortable in that nature. Anyways.
Well, we'll just see.
Yeah. Okay, but anyways. Yeah. I'm already in works of getting the two-part episode for the end of the year. The worst misses. It'll be two part. And I'm gonna just number them. Not give them like part one, part two. I'm just gonna give them numbers. Well, I'll still call them part one, part two, but you know, actual numbers. But yeah, it's coming along pretty good. I'm getting some pretty good stuff, and I think everybody's gonna like it.
The worst misses.
Right, because you know
you
got, yeah. Instead of greatest hits, you got worst misses. Even though it was even though when it was pointed out to me that Devo released a greatest hits package and they called it worst misses, I learned that after saying what the name of this special year end episodes are going to be called. So,
well, you could always call it the best of what you never heard before.
Especially if you're new to the show. Yeah, because we've deleted quite a few of the old episodes to make room for the new ones. So I'm thinking, like, later, sometime in 2007, I might actually get on Libsyn and just post all the old episodes on there, and then eventually just build up to the new ones. Bless you, Brent. And just, you know, just when it gets to the point where we have, like, the latest new episode, then I'll replace the feed on iTunes and everywhere else so everybody will be well caught up. It'll be a slow process, but it's worth it.
Yeah, and everybody seems to like Libsyn, so.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Podomatic.com is, even though they got a lot of podcasts on there, there's a few of them that just really they're questionable in content, you know. I mean, there's some out there that are really good. There's some that aren't so good. But the problem is, I just want to really expand the show somehow. You know what I mean? Let's try to do something more with it.
Yep.
I'm always trying to find out new ways, but I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think we need to put a video podcast on the show of Travis wearing pasties, making them spin in opposite directions.
No, because it's worse than that one subject that is now banned on this.
We're not talking about that subject. I'm not talking about that at all.
Okay. But pasties, that's... Okay, nobody wants to see
swing
a fat...
Swing them, Travis. No. Let's see them swing. Swing. Swing.
Yeah, but there's no point in it, okay? Because the thing is, nobody wants to see a fat, hairy guy swinging pasties on his nipples. No, thank you.
It'd be funny.
Those are tassels, but you know what I mean.
I agree, Tim. Some people might want to see that.
And those people are seriously disturbed. Even more disturbed than I am. Okay?
G might like to see that.
G would want to see anything. Well, not true, really, because he really wasn't comfortable with the subject about eating pussy. I don't think he was.
Well, he's the one that brought it up.
That's a good point. Never considered that.
My God, how can anybody not like eating pussy? I can't understand that.
He's well, you can ask Elton John and George Michael.
Yeah.
No, he was asking about it because he's not done it because he's gay. And he was asking, you know, whether or not I had, and I told him I had.
It's almost as if he's interested in trying it.
Well, I think he might be, because, you know, everybody likes it. You know, like I said before, life's too short. You try everything, and what you don't like, you don't do again, and what you do.
Exactly.
Yep.
Alright. Well, like I said...
Try anything. Yeah. Try anything once and twice if you like it.
Hell, modern twice.
Yeah, but when it comes to, like we were talking about earlier with the threesomes, I don't know. They really warm up to the idea of another naked guy in the room with us, but you know, or with me.
Tim, have you ever had a threesome?
No, ma'am.
Not with two women, nothing.
No, I just got out of a marriage here recently, and it was only in the bedroom, only the pure, you know, what everybody thinks about sex. So I mean, it's
just missionary position.
Yeah. That and her on top, and that was about it.
Have you ever heard of the 5 different types of sex, Tim?
No.
I think I've mentioned this on the show before, but it's worth mentioning again. See, when you first hook up with someone, you have smurf sex. That's where you fuck till you're blue in the face. After that comes kitchen sex. In the kitchen, on the table. Anywhere else you can. After that comes bedroom sex. Only in the bedroom, only with the door shut.
Okay.
Next comes hallway sex. This is where you pass each other in the hallway and say, fuck you, well fuck you too.
There you go.
And then finally, it's courtroom sex. And that's where you get to go to court and watch her screw you over.
Yep. Bend over and take it.
I see. So I take it you're through all 5 types now.
I have been.
But the good thing to look forward to is now you get to start over with smurf sex.
Yeah. You can do that.
You just got to find yourself a smurfette.
Oh, yeah. It should be around one of these days.
Well,
no doubt in my mind it'll happen.
There is one position I really want to try sometime. It's called the wall banger. Ever heard of that?
No.
Okay, wall banger is where the man and woman are at the wall, and the woman is, her back is on the wall firmly, and she's got one leg raised and wrapped around the dude as he's pounding inside of her pussy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a pretty good position. I'd like to try that sometime.
my favorites are doggy style and legs over shoulders.
Oh, yeah. I love that one. Of course,
I love to give heads.
And I love eating pussy, and I love it when a woman's riding me. That's... Whew, ride 'em cowgirl.
Yeah, that's the lazy man's way.
No shit. But it's very, very nice.
Well, everybody has a tough day sometimes and need to relax and unwind.
That's right.
Though I'm so open to the thought of doing it in public, I'd like to do that.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, yeah. And skinny dipping with a woman. That'd be kind of cool.
Been there, done that.
God, I should move to Vegas. I should really fucking do that. I could learn so much. Hey, Gene, I miss you. That's
actually, if you go to the Red Rooster here, they have a pool. They provide lockers and towels, and everybody just jumps in naked.
You want to go?
Come on over.
Fuck yeah, bitches. Okay. Oh. Okay.
They also have a rocking live band.
And how much is it to get in?
I think it's currently about $60 a couple, but that gets you in all weekend long.
Okay. Move to Vegas, get a job, probably one as a clerk, because it sounds like something I could get into very easily. Brendan's getting into my candy. Yeah, we could probably do that on a weekend if it was possible. Okay. But anyways, we actually should have done this towards the beginning of the show. Oh, damn it. Brendan knocked over my favorite CD. Got that new Beatles CD. Love. It's pretty good. Go check it out if you're a Beatles fan. It's a good CD. We should get promoted. Or not promote. Yeah, we should get something for promoting this CD. It's fucking good. Should have done this at the top of the show or towards the time when Tim clocked in. Tim, go ahead and at least tell everybody about yourself a little bit.
Well, I'm sort of middle-aged.
Welcome to my life.
Really. Old, as I call myself, old, you know. I work for an airline in electronics. I'm in maintenance, and I've been married and divorced, and I have one wonderful child out of it. And he's 20 years old, and he's looks like he's getting ready to tie the knot now. So.
Well, that's good for him. That's excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's really cool that all things that you're doing right now, Tim. I never really got a chance to get to know you more, so there you go. That's great news to hear about you.
How did you become a fan of the On Radio show?
Well, I was a fan of the Rumor Girls and went to the Rumor Girls forum, and Travis posts at the Rumor Girls forum, so hey, give him a shot, you know, because he's doing this podcast, you know, why not give him a chance anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate that, Tom. I really do.
Just like Andrew and Brian.
Yeah. It was really awesome that a few episodes back, Andrea mentioned that I got her into podcasting, and now she's got two shows of her own, and she's doing pretty good with them. She's got the Out of Order show with Brian, and Let's Get Naughty with
Eric.
That's right. I forgot his name for a second. Nouns. And Memory of Marta, Noun Syndrome. Damn it.
Fucking nouns.
Oh, Marta, come back. I got the microphone. Just tell me where to send it. Damn it. Miss you. We all miss you. But then again, she has the thing with the roller derby with the Rose City Rollers, so that's pretty cool. She's probably getting kind of close with Ava Skatrix. Woohoo! She is a hottie. Then again, I probably would go for the Score Horror, Valentine, or possibly Door Doom, but, you know, that's just me.
And I personally wouldn't go for any of them, so...
There's actually a roller derby league that just opened in Rockford, so that's like an hour and a half away, so I might check that out sometime.
Best I've ever done was watching on TV about probably, I don't know, 35 years ago.
Yeah, and oh my god, this is the thing about roller derby. It has changed so much in the past decades. The one thing that really bothers me about roller derby is that it gets popular for a while, then it goes away, then it resurfaces and vanishes. You know, it's a never-ending cycle, but I really hope that this time around it really sticks around because it is so tremendously popular. I mean, earlier, like Ken mentioned in a previous episode of the show, he said it was kind of scripted, and now it's just, it's real stuff. There's real collisions, people really do get hurt and all that stuff, and that's really cool. It makes the sport a little more real and raw, and that's the way it should have been instead of all this choreographed WWF type shit, or excuse me, WWE. But you know, it'll be kind of cool if wrestling abandoned the whole script thing and actually was a real sport. But whatever.
Yeah, well, I'm still pushing for more rugby on telly.
I've seen rugby, and that is very violent.
Man's game.
It's a man's game, yes. You ever seen the one episode of Jackass where Chris Pontius and Johnny Knoxville tried out rugby?
No.
Okay, well, they did, and they got the shit and puke knocked out of them.
Okay.
Because they were drinking the night before, and they were really hungover, so they did pretty bad. And Pontius, at one point, towards the end of the skit, he was throwing up. So.
Well, you know, you're going to get knocked about in a game of rugby, aren't you?
They actually, some time ago, released, EA Sports released a rugby game for those game consoles. I haven't checked it out, and I don't think they're bringing out another edition because it didn't sell too well. So.
Yeah, that bombed. Let's do it again.
I hate EA ever since they bought the exclusive license to the NFL, so I don't give a shit about those Madden games anymore.
Whatever happened to Activision? Are they still around?
Oh yeah. They still published those Tony Hawk games. They just came out with yet another Tony Hawk game.
I see.
And they still, you know, they're still very active in the video game world and all that stuff. And they just some time ago released actually, it's a couple years ago. They came out with Activision Anthology, which is on the PlayStation 2. And it's just their games they put out when they were putting out games for the Atari 2600. Perfect emulation. Of course, I was digging Pitfall, because that was my game back in the day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're still very active.
Okay, well, I am a total... how to say this politely? Let's see.
Oh, don't be polite.
Free zone.
Game-free zone.
Oh, geek-free.
Well, I'm not really a geek. You know? I used to play video games. No, listen. Hey. Shut up when a man's talking. I'm just joking.
What was that? What? I don't think you meant to say that.
I was just joking, and you know I was. But I was just going to say, back in the day, like several years ago, I used to play video games non-stop. And these days, well, here's a good example. It's been quite a few weeks since I sat down and played a game, and it was a couple days ago I was playing Earthworm Jim. And that's an old game. So, I'm not really, what's the word? I'm not really obsessed with games like I used to. I mean, I'll still go out and buy the new systems. But
I got made fun of today because of my game I play.
What game's that?
You know, I had Geek Boy here to fix my computer. Thank you, Geek Boy.
Geek Boy, woohoo.
Yeah, but I was mentioning that I hadn't been able to play my game, and maybe Gateway should pay a month subscription for me because I've been down for 3 weeks.
Oh, is this the EverQuest?
Yes, and he said, you play Evercrack?
Evercrack?
Evercrack.
And I said, yes, I do. Thank you. Then he shut up because I'm big enough to beat him up, you know.
Oh, man. You can put me in a chokehold anytime.
Can I use my thighs?
Oh, God, you sure can. Because, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, she's got some nice thighs. I've seen pictures.
Got a lot of nice other parts, too.
How did you two meet?
Oh, well, we actually mentioned this a couple episodes ago, but we'll tell you now. Okay, I think it was his last year, Terry, was it? There was 2 years. No, it was last year. It was last year.
I don't know. Beats the kimchi out of me.
It was the summer of last year, 2005, and Terry and I have, we've spoken quite a few times on the internet, of course, and at the time,
Where was it we met?
I don't know. I think it was in June, I think.
No, I mean, what was it? Anyway, let's move on.
And I think you lived at Rock Falls, Illinois at the time?
Thereabouts, yes.
Yeah, of course, now I know where Rock Falls is. It's not that far away. Now I feel like a complete dipshit. But anyways, we met here in town, here in Savannah, because I think you were going someplace, and Savannah was en route to wherever you were going. And we decided to go ahead and meet up here.
Which is harder to believe because Savannah is in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly. See, someone agrees with me. we met, of all places, at McDonald's, which is okay. Nice place to hang out. We got to talking. She mentioned to me that she likes SpongeBob. So do I. And she told me a little bit about the business that she was associated with. I thought it was pretty interesting stuff. Especially if you're a fisherman.
Let's not go any farther than that.
No, that's fine, because there's a lot of fishing places and stuff like that in this town and other places. But anyways, I digress. And we just talked. I, for one, was really digging her, because I thought she was really cool, and I still think she is. And one point at the end of our meeting, we went outside, and she showed me her car, which was a nice red car at the time. I don't know if you still have it or not. And we hugged, and I just stood there and looked at her because she was just incredibly beautiful. And she was like,
I said something like, what did I say?
You want to kiss me.
Expecting Mark or something like that.
Yeah, you said something like, it looked like you want to kiss me. I'm like, I sort of want to, because I was very shy about it. I wanted to, but I didn't want to actually just go out and go for full lip lock. And the next thing you know,
well, lip lock, baby.
Yeah, she just came towards me, and then it was this full-on tongue-in-tongue action. I was like, oh my God, this is a wonderful woman. This kiss is so cool. I mean, she has a wonderful way of kissing. I loved it. And
it's a suction that he liked.
It was. It was like...
Does she kiss with the Irish accent?
Oh, I could taste
the
Irish
French,
in her.
This is Irish.
But she was...
No, they have a saying, once you go black, you don't go back.
Uh-huh.
They have another one. Once you go Irish, you don't go home.
Yeah. I was about ready to throw on... Wait, no. That's Scotland. Scotland has the kilt. Okay. I forgot what Irish has.
Irish wear kilts as well.
Okay. So I was like, damn, I'm going to go get an Irish kilt, a dress kilt, and we're going to go out. But that never happened. But she was just so amazing. We kissed twice that afternoon.
I've not been able to get rid of them since.
And that was the first and last time her and I saw each other. But hopefully I'd like to see her again, if provided I'm able to move out there to Vegas. Because that's something I'd like to do in the future. Provided things happen the way, well, I want to. Well, it's a one place.
He wants Jeannie.
Yeah, okay, I want two girls, I do. What can I say? I want one that's Irish, and there's another girl I'm talking to. Or I was talking to, I haven't talked to her in a long time. But I'd like to hang out with her, too. So pretty much, if I move out to Vegas, there's going to be quite a lot of love to go around, to say the least. But yeah. With that meeting, that was the first and last time I saw Terry, and ever since then, we've had this, we've just been friends on the internet. And of course, she does the show, and
I'd never heard of before, underneath the podcasting was.
And thankfully I broke her in, and it's been pretty cool ever since.
Broke me in. All sorts of visions went through my head then.
No kidding.
Yeah. So there you go, Tim. That's how basically Terry and I have met.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yep. Well, with all that said and done, might as well just kill this thing while it's still alive and twitching. I'd like to thank Tim for coming on this week. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yes, and Terry, I can't believe that DJG called you this, so I'll repeat it one more time. The podcast groupie whore. God, I can't believe
Yes, I'm damn proud of that, I am.
I can't believe you said that. It's so funny.
Podcast groupie whore.
Yeah, and what's really odd about that is I actually do not listen to any podcasts.
Do you listen to this one?
No.
Fuck. Okay. No, but
why should I listen to it if I already said it? I know what's on it.
Yeah, but you gotta listen to all the stuff I add into the show.
Yeah.
That's
okay,
the, yeah.
Whatever.
Anyways.
Not going to, you know, but okay.
Whatever. But anyways, thank you again, Terry, for being on this week, and Tim. And to close out the show, I got a little bit of some Brother Love for everybody. This is the song I heard on the Daily Source Code and on this one thing called A Podcast Christmas Carol, which you can find at apodcastchristmascarol.org. And the name of the song is Push. And until you hear from us again next week, stay on tune. Push!
Provided for this episode came from PodSafe Music Network and PodSafeAudio.com.